This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
See, the government's been in bed with the entire telecommunications industry since the 40s. They've infected everything. They get into your bank statements, your computer files, your email, listen to your phone calls.
Our wife's been saying that for years.
Every wire, every airwave. More technology you use, easier it is for them to keep tabs on you. It's a brave new world out there.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, the show that watches Big Brother back.
I don't see what kind of shit Bill O'Reilly's been talking about me now. FoxNews.com. What the fuck is this?
Meanwhile, the two fecal dwellers who are competing for the position of corporate doggy style. I am your host, The Stimulator, and for the better part of 14 fucking years now, residents of Western liberal democracies have been engaged in an epic battle with a sinister global terror network made up of fanatics who hate freedom and who are dead set in violently enslaving the entire fucking planet under their totalitarian worldview.
If you want a vision of the future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
And earlier this month, this dark cabal of sick fucks launched a devastating attack on freedom lovers here in Canada when their local affiliate voted to pass the Greasy State Fuckery Act, otherwise known as Bill C-51.
They're trying to say, look, we face an extraordinary national security crisis that poses an existential threat to Canada. And we know that's not true because, of course, terrorism kills fewer people than lightning strikes and bath falls. Now, terrorism is an extraordinarily rare natural disaster.
Yep. Despite lopsided opinion polls, a storm of criticisms from privacy advocates, NGOs, and activist groups, multiple rallies and demonstrations held in dozens of cities, and a shit ton of useless online petitions and letter-writing campaigns, on May 7th, Bill C-51 was approved by the tar sand sucking sycophants of Parliament Hill, and is now only a Senate rubber stamp away from becoming law.
Canada will never be intimidated. In fact, this will lead us to strengthen our resolve and redouble our efforts and those of our national security agencies to take all necessary steps to identify and counter threats and keep Canada safe here at home.
Within the coming weeks and months, anarchists, indigenous land defenders, environmental activists, and anti-capitalist shit disturbers in this part of Turtle Island are gonna find ourselves forced to deal with a staped arm with new ways to fuck with our shit. So, to help y'all motherfuckers get your game faces on, I'm gonna take a few minutes to break things down for y'all. First of all, Bill C-51 completely revamps the role of CSIS, Canada's main spy agency. At the moment, if CSIS agents come knocking on your door to gather information on you or your homies, you can just suggest that they go shove a cactus up their ass, slam the door in their face, and there really isn't fuck all they can do about it. This is because their mandate only allows them to gather and analyze intelligence, making them less James Bond type spies and more like glorified peeping toms. But Bill C-51 is gonna give CSIS agents a fuckload of new powers, along with a longer list of potential targets to use them on. Legally, this can include anyone that they believe may be engaged in activity that undermines the security of Canada, a vague as fuck term that includes messing with the country's economic or financial stability, causing interference with critical infrastructure, or influencing a government by force or unlawful means.
We really think from our hearts that we have the best maple syrup in the world.
CSIS will now be empowered to mess with people's travel plans.
Fuck you very much. Don't fly with us again.
And bank accounts.
You hit zero, here's zero. You went below zero.
Interrupt communications and fuck with radical websites. They will also be able to more easily target individuals for peace bonds, slapping conditions on peeps who haven't even been accused of a crime. They've already been doing this through their use of security certificates, but this will make the process much more widespread.
Thank you for not smoking.
In addition to transforming CSIS into the East German Stasi on steroids, C-51 will also allow for all personal information to be shared between government agencies and with anyone else that the state feels like it. It'll also expand the government's control over no-fly lists and make it easier for politicians to appeal immigration applications based on secret evidence. Last but not least, Bill C-51 criminalizes communication that advocates or promotes terrorism-related offenses. This has the potential to get pretty fucking messy, given the fact that terrorism is basically whatever the fuck the state says it is.
I hereby inform you, under powers entrusted to me under Section 47, Paragraph 7 of Council Order Number 438476, that Mr. Buttle Archibald, residing at 412 North Tower, Shangri-La Towers, has been invited to assist the Ministry of Information with certain inquiries.
In Spain and Catalonia, anarchists have learned this lesson firsthand, as comrades there have been facing levels of repression over the past 6 months, traditionally reserved for members of ETA and their fellow Basque separatists. Dozens of peeps have been arrested in a series of coordinated raids, and a number of them have been charged with belonging to a terrorist organization, the Grupos Anarquistas Coordinados, or Coordinated Anarchist Groups. This crackdown has occurred within the context of the passage of a series of laws that harken back to the fascist Franco regime. On July 1st, the latest of these measures, the so-called Citizen Safety Law, is set to come into effect. Among other things, this new law will outlaw protests in front of public buildings, make it illegal to insult or film cops, criminalize any Twitter and Facebook posts that the state judges could incite criminal behavior, and will help the state crack down on peeps traveling across borders to participate in militant demonstrations. In response to this provocation last month, activists organized the world's first holographic protest outside of the Spanish Parliament in Madrid, in an eerie nod to the type of fascistic techno-dystopia laid out in Hollywood movies like Minority Report. With France passing their own surveillance law this month, the expansion of new political prisons in Greece, and the renewal of the Patriot Act coming up in the United States, we are indeed living in a brave new world of government repression. But there's a reason that so-called democratic states are implementing these new plans to try and crush internal dissent. The capitalists pulling the strings are getting scared, as they should be. The writing's on the fucking wall, and it's only a matter of time. Pain, nigga, smoke gas. Another night with the smoke from the tear gas. Yo, we mobbing, niggas got gas masks. Cops coming done, niggas got a tear ass. They want to put handcuffs on my black wrist. You better know what the Patriot Act is. Federales got my name on a blacklist. They want to see a nigga fry like catfish. In the streets, niggas dying like it's death row. Hunting mad to the very last breath, yo. On some real shit, I don't give a F, yo. I wish a cop would try me, Dash Loaf. The ones in the hood so disconnected. Police on the block get disrespected. Live by the guns, then you might die with it. There's a war going on, so I ride with it. Ride with it. Ride. You ain't shit without a badge and a gun. Fuck the law. We don't care if the biz get done. Fuck the law. In the hood, no respect for the ones. Fuck the law. You got a warrant and you on the run. Fuck the law. It's been 2 years since Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the scale of domestic and international surveillance programs being run by omnipotent signals intelligence agencies such as the NS-fucking-A. It is now indisputable that pretty much all information that passes through telecommunication systems, which includes all phone and internet traffic, is being constantly sifted through and stored in giant fucking hard drive farms for Big Brother's future pursuant convenience.
I will listen to you.
In order to learn more about this and to learn what, if anything, we can do to protect ourselves, I recently caught up with Antoine, a digital security ninja based out of Montreal. Hey Antoine, how the fuck are you?
Pretty fucking good.
You're a member of a web-based cooperative called Kumbit. What exactly is that you guys do?
We do web hosting, consulting, we host servers, do support for community groups and organizations. We're set up kind of like a co-op, a worker co-op.
The past couple of years, peeps have started to figure out that the state intelligence agencies have been gangsta surveilling the fuck out of us for years now. What the fuck are they up to, and how long has this been going on for?
From one perspective, it's been going on forever, from COINTELPRO and the FBI surveilling activist groups in the 60s to now, there's not that much of a difference. The difference now is that there is the internet, and since 9/11 mostly, they've had an excuse to do mass surveillance on basically everything on the internet. They've been gathering phone calls, cellular data, text messages, everything on the internet they can get their hands on. Basically, the NSA basically saying they want to have everything. That's their motto.
How exactly does information travel around the internet? I've been told that it's less of a dump truck and more of a series of tubes.
When you go on the internet, you first connect to your internet service provider. That internet service provider is usually a telco, what we used to be to call a telco, like Bell Canada. They were previously phone providers, but now they do data. And from there, you go through another network and another network. And it's like, that's why we call it the web in a way, is that it's kind of a many wires connecting with each other. When you end up going on Google, you end up going through various number of networks, which you can find out by yourself, but basically all those networks are vulnerable to surveillance. And what the government does is they implant devices on certain of those routers, either through the collaboration of those organizations like Google or Microsoft, or without the consent of those companies by infiltrating those organizations. This has been going on for a while. It's just recently we learned about it because of Edward Snowden's revelation.
Part of the provisions of Bill C-51 will make it easier for CSIS agents to break and install shit on peeps' computers. What the fuck is that all about?
What we call interception is basically when you buy a computer online, for example, they can reroute it to their offices and implant a surveillance device like a keylogger. What we call a keylogger is something that records every key you type on your keyboard, or something that's going to monitor your activity even if you're online and broadcast it through its own wireless network or through the internet to relay everything you're doing regardless of where you are or what you're doing. And this is done without your knowledge. So when you get a computer, you think it's a fresh new computer. But if you're under serious surveillance from the NSA, for example, in the US, they can actually go and implant devices on your computer. This is not targeting everybody. Like if the local pigs in Montreal are not gonna do that kind of stuff necessarily, but it's more at a higher level. So far, CSIS, we don't know that they've been doing that explicitly, like an interception like this, but the new powers they've got with the law basically give them that power right now. So they will probably start doing it.
What role does encryption play in keeping our shit safe? And do you have any suggestions for apps or software that peeps should be using?
Encryption allows us to have a private conversation online if we implement it correctly. So that means that from my computer to your computer, even if somebody actually listens in or intercepts the communication, they cannot see what we are talking about. This is important if you want to hide your plans or what you're talking about, or if you want to regain your privacy. But for example, it may not necessarily hide the fact that you're having a conversation. In fact, it may even prove that you're having that conversation, because encryption sometimes relies on the identity of the two parties. So you need to be careful in what tools you use. For example, OpenPGP, the pretty good privacy software, will reveal your identity during that communication, or your pretend identity, and will authenticate the communication. But it will allow you to have an encrypted communication through email, for example. On the other hand, something called OTR, off the record messaging, that you can use with any instant messaging software, like even on Facebook, for example. You can use that to talk with each other, but with what we call plausible deniability. So it doesn't prove that you had that conversation. Now, in court, it may not really hold up, but at least it doesn't necessarily prove that you had that conversation while still being private. The problem with that is that you need to have it in real time. And the third software I would talk about is a tool called Tor, T-O-R. It allows you to be anonymous online. So it hides your IP address. So it relies on encryption to do its thing, but it's a little more complex. It's the idea is that it uses multiple Tor routers that don't, like for example, the first one knows where you're coming from, but doesn't know where you're going, and the last one doesn't know where you're coming from and knows where you're going. So no Tor router knows all the information about you. So it allows you to be anonymous while going online.
Any other tips for folks watching out there on the interwebs?
A lot of things they're trying to do with those laws is to scare us into submission. So don't be afraid. It's everything you do online, it's the same as if you're doing it in real life. It's just that you're in some private company's cafe that has maybe wiretaps under the table. Or not just maybe, they do have wiretaps under the table. So you need to be careful about what you say online. There are some networks, some organizations that try to protect you. RiseUp.net is a good one. We're also trying to do our best to make technology accessible to people instead of being a threat to our privacy. And get off the private corporate internet and fuck Google and Facebook.
Thanks, Antoine. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. I want to send a burrito supreme shout out to all the slaves whose monetary contribution make this festival of fuckery finalized. So, many motherfucking thanks to Amado, Audrey, Julia, Gregory, Sarah, Edward, Jonathan, Kyle, Shannon, Christian, Stephen, Miguel, Dylan, Francois, Benjamin, Valentin, Jennifer, Nikonoklast, Jean-Luc, Per, Mallory, Claire, Yahi, Henry, Anders, Andrea, Monica, Garrick, Robin, Chris, Colleen, Valerie, Sadaf, Raul, Bart, Raster, Stephen, Alexander, Javier, Blade, Carly, Steve, Serena, Jonathan, Jane, Catherine, Jan, Andrew, Ellis, Leo, Linda, Intershock TV, Bear, Peter, Martin, Jeffrey, Daniel, Gabriel, Ranko, Joshua, Sebastian, Samantha, Jason, Emily, Andrew, and Hansen, Barbacoa. I'd also like to welcome the newest members of the Ta Conspiracy, Daiso, Premadasi, Anonymous, Shiva, Bear, and Crabgrass, Tostadas. For links to encryption software, to comment on this show, to sign up to our email list, or to get our fucking show as a podcast, and to find a playlist of the music we played, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And remember, just because you are paranoid, doesn't mean that they're not watching.
I'm on the run, I'm a fugitive, played low key, broke out of jail, they ain't built a cell that could hold me, had help from the inside, escaped through the sewer, swam a mile and a half, almost drowned in manure, had to lose my scent, cause I know they got the dogs out, I ain't going back, fuck that, I'm going all out, cops won't be happy till I'm inside the ground, I see a freeway, I need to hitch a ride to town.